Pull out! So how was your Christmas? Ain't you glad that shit's over?
I was glad over. In case you didn't know.
We're back on pagan time, goddammit.
I got a bunch of new clothes for Christmas, so I thought I'd wear them. Look at my good-looking shirt my about-to-be mother-in-law gave me. This shirt, these pants, ain't they pretty? I'm all dressed up and shit, so. Hey, Kayla, you got some new jeans?
Those aren't new.
You just got that stain on them for Christmas, didn't you? So Santa Claus come see you and bring you a bunch of loot and shit, or did he just run your credit card bill up to the fucking ceiling? Fuck all that. Tonight's New Year's Eve. We're gonna raise hell. How about it? Thank y'all so much for coming and sharing it with us. We got 15 minutes, folks, until it's 2004.
Woo! Never thought I'd see it.
We're going to take this moment to do a song about a guy from these parts, from Cabbage Town. Back when the rent was really cheap, and it was referred to as the Rockabilly Ghetto. And it was this guy named Gregory Dean Smalley. And I know a bunch of you knew him, and a bunch more of you have heard of him, and his story just kind of needs to keep being told, because it's such a great story. Not totally unlike what happened with Warren Zevon this year, when he found out he was dying, and he decided he was going to spend his last days on Earth doing what he loved best, and it's pretty fucking inspiring. So this song's for and about him, and this song's called The Living Bubba. And this was for Alan.